You are listening to a broadcast from LifePoint Community Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Wherever you are at this point in life, we hope and pray that God will use the following message as a source of help and encouragement as you listen.
This morning, we're going to begin just a four-week look into the book of Proverbs, and I know that's almost laughable, saying that we're going to look at Proverbs in 4 weeks. The truth is, it's going to be just a very, very brief look at some things in Proverbs. If you have your Bibles, go ahead and take them and open them to the book of Proverbs chapter 1, right in the middle, sort of the middle of the Old Testament there. We're going to look at one verse in another book prior to that, but then we'll be reading from Proverbs chapter 1. And I want to talk to you for the next few weeks about finding God's wisdom for everyday life. And today's message is really just going to be a very brief introduction to this topic of wisdom and a little bit about what that means. A long time ago, the Apostle Paul sat down and wrote a letter to believers just like us in a place called Ephesus. And he wrote some very, very strong words to them, urging them, challenging them, and warning them about something. And those words that you see on the screens in front of you come from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17. And if you would, let's read those words out loud together. You guys read those with me. I want us all to hear those and hear what they say. You ready? Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And almost 2,000 years later, those words echo down through the hallways of time, and they arrive into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And God is using those very same words all these years later to issue a warning to believers today. In 2008, be very careful how you live. Be very careful of the choices that you make in your everyday life. Make sure that you live as a wise person and not as a fool, because there's so much at stake for the kingdom of God. And I hope that perhaps some of you will take those verses and you'll meditate on them this week, maybe even try to commit them to memory as we launch into this study on the book of Proverbs. So for the next few weeks, we're going to be looking, just hitting a few key points throughout the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is an absolutely amazing book because it contains divine wisdom for everyday life. It's important that we understand that from the start. The book of Proverbs is not something only for people with a 180 IQ. Aren't you glad that that's the case? I mean, I could read it, but come on, I want to make sure you're awake, right? I want to make sure you're with me. Proverbs is not some lofty book that is beyond the grasp of all of us. Proverbs, at its very core, contains God's wisdom for what? For everyday life. It is an incredibly practical book. Now, if you have your Bible open to Proverbs chapter 1, follow along with me as I read just the first seven verses there. Proverbs 1:1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance, for understanding proverbs and parables, the sayings and riddles of the wise. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Proverbs is really an amazing book. It is not one long theological treatise on a particular subject. Rather, Proverbs is really like acupuncture. As you read through it, it's like getting one pinprick after another, just one after another that jolts you and shocks you and warns you and guides you. And the book of Proverbs is like that. Proverbs is an important book because Proverbs provides wisdom for every area of life at every stage of life. And I want to take that one thought, and I want us to break that down this morning and just sort of go through that piece by piece. Proverbs provides wisdom for every area of life at every stage of life. First of all, very simply, Proverbs provides wisdom. Proverbs was written to help you and me acquire and apply godly wisdom to the decisions and activities of daily life. We have to ask ourselves, what is wisdom? Have you ever thought about that? Do we know what wisdom is? Is wisdom having a lot of degrees after your name on your business card? Does that automatically bring wisdom? No, it doesn't. Is wisdom being extremely well-read in history and psychology and philosophy? That's not a bad thing, but it doesn't necessarily bring wisdom. There are a lot of great definitions of wisdom. Wisdom is one of those things that's like a diamond, that when you turn it in the light, you see a lot of facets on it. And it's very hard to just say that there's one definition of what wisdom is. I think we'd be selling it short. There are a lot of very good definitions of wisdom. I want to pull back far enough today to give a broad definition of what wisdom is. And you may hear this and go, yeah, I think it's more than that. But this is a very broad definition of wisdom. And I think as we move into this in the coming weeks, you'll see that this really is a good definition of what wisdom is. Here's wisdom, a general definition of wisdom. Wisdom, the ability to see life from God's perspective. You go, yeah, boy, that just seems kind of vague. You know, it's really not. Wisdom is the ability to see life from God's perspective. And if I would add anything to that, it would be, and to act accordingly. That's wisdom in a very general sense. How many times in your life have you been faced with a situation and you thought, man, I wish I knew what the right thing to do was. I wish I knew what the right thing to say was, or how to respond to this in the right way. I wish I knew how God would want me to handle this. Did you know that the book of Proverbs is filled with practical wisdom to show you what God's perspective is on the situations that you face in everyday life? As you read the book of Proverbs, you'll encounter dozens and dozens of areas of everyday life and how God wants you to handle them. It's the ability to see the details of everyday life from God's perspective. And the writer of Proverbs opens the book by saying, the reason I'm writing this is so that you may know wisdom. Not so that you may go through some kind of intellectual exercise that will fill your head with facts about life. No, that's not what the book of Proverbs is for. What he's saying is, I'm writing so that through the book of Proverbs, you can passionately pursue God and God's wisdom that is found in his character alone, and so that God's wisdom can flow through your everyday life. And isn't that what we all want as followers of Jesus? I mean, really? Isn't that what we want? That, yes, we want God to do big things and all, you know, all of that is great. But what about the day-to-day details of life? Don't we want the character of God to flow through our day-to-day decisions and situations in life? Man, I do. I mean, I don't know how much more practical you can get about wisdom and about the Christian life and about living our life for God. But I want to be a man of wisdom, of godly wisdom, not just for when I'm standing up here opening God's word and teaching you. Man, I hope I have God's wisdom for that moment, because that's a big one. But what about tomorrow morning when somebody slanders me? I wonder how I'm going to handle that situation. Will I have God's wisdom flowing through that moment in my life? What about when I'm at the store and the clerk gives me $5 too much change? Well, that's not a big moment in life, is it? It's a little moment. And yet, in that little moment where nobody sees, is God's character and His wisdom for how to handle everyday situations going to be flowing out of my life? How about a business deal that you're in? How about raising children? How about dealing with a mechanic who's not treating you right and is about to rip you off? How do you handle those day-to-day situations in life? As we pursue wisdom, listen to what's happening. As we study the book of Proverbs, as we pursue wisdom, we are not filling our heads with facts. We are pursuing the very character and heartbeat of God. And God begins to manifest His character through us. I don't know about you guys, but for me, what I just said is enough for me to chew on for the rest of this week. I could say amen, and we could be done, and you're thinking, I hope He does, so we can eat. But guys, that's weighty right there, what I just told you. As we study the book of Proverbs, we're not filling our head with intelligence and with facts. We are pursuing the very character and heartbeat of our God. And God begins to manifest His character through our lives. Man, I want that. Do you guys want that? I want that in my life. The book of Proverbs can do that for us. As we pursue the wisdom of Proverbs and it begins to soak into us, we're pursuing, we're discovering, we're learning about the very character of God and how He would have us deal with those everyday situations of life. That kind of brings us to the second point of Proverbs. Not only does Proverbs provide wisdom, but Proverbs provides wisdom for every area of life. I'm actually not going to spend any time on this point today because I don't have time, and this is sort of what we're going to be getting into more in the weeks ahead. But just to touch on this, I mean, Proverbs is an astounding book in its scope. Short little book of Proverbs, and yet the things that it touches on, the areas, the broadness that it covers in life is truly amazing. It talks about personal conduct. It talks about marriage, about raising children, about business, both from an employee standpoint and an employer standpoint, how to do that right. It talks about money management, about debt, about giving, about selfishness, about generosity, about ambition, discipline, friendships, character, politics, revenge, pride, gossip, and on and on and on the list goes. There's hardly a situation that I can think of, a practical day-to-day situation that you could run into in your life that hasn't already been addressed through God's wisdom in the book of Proverbs. That's why it's so important for us to be immersing ourselves into the wisdom of God. It covers every area of life. Thirdly, Proverbs not only provides wisdom for every area of life, but it provides wisdom at every stage of life. Look at verse 4, Proverbs 1. It says, "For giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young." Now that word simple implies those who are immature, probably in their walk with God, in their relationship with God, maybe a new believer who's just learning how to walk with God. The Bible says wisdom from Proverbs will give that person what he needs. It also says the young, and that word is referring to young in age, young people. So that's the first stage of life. The book of Proverbs comes along and it helps to lay a foundation in the heart of the young to help them make decisions that will affect the entire course of their lives. I mean, what parent wouldn't want that for their child? Where do you find that kind of wisdom to impart to your kids? Do you just try to come up with clever cliches to hand down to your children and hope it's going to get them through life like Mr. Brady did on the Brady Bunch? You know, all those sayings that he would give to his kids, right? And that's not, that'll help a little, but that's not going to lay a foundation for your kids to live a life of godly character. Where do we get that from? Do we have to go to seminary and become a pastor to do that? No, thank the Lord, we don't. The book of Proverbs is a book that addresses every stage of life. And as parents, when we want to impart wisdom to our children, where do we turn? We ought to be soaking in the book of Proverbs, guys, so that that godly character, that godly wisdom can flow through us to impact the lives of our children and lay a foundation for them for the rest of their lives. Proverbs is not just a book that speaks to the young. Look at verse 5. It says, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning. Let the discerning get guidance." That literally means to get God's counsel. The book of Proverbs is a book for people at every stage of life. It says, even a wise person is not past or beyond or above the book of Proverbs. A wise man or woman can come and sit at the feet of this book of Proverbs and can become wiser still. And as we pursue the book of Proverbs, God will give us specific direction for everyday decisions in our lives. I'm sure you know this. There are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, one for every day of the month. Most months, well, every month except February has either 30 or 31 days. And somebody taught me a long, long, long time ago that simple lesson, that there is a proverb for every day of the month. And that person a long time ago encouraged me and kind of challenged me to say, Phil, why don't you read one proverb a day? In addition to any other reading that you're doing in the Bible, read one simple proverb a day. Some people just sort of start at chapter 1 and start reading. What I do, because it's just easier to keep up with, is I read the proverb that lines up with the day of the month. Today's the 29th. This morning I read Proverbs 29. I've read it 100 times over the years. And yet I read it this morning and something jumped off the page at me and just lodged itself into my heart again. And I go, how is this possible? I've read this book so many times for so many years. How did I not see that before? Well, I did see it. But for some reason, God needed to give that to me today. I cannot tell you how many times in my day I have faced a situation and God has already given me the wisdom I need that morning to know how to handle that situation that day. I mean, it has happened again and again and again, simply from reading the book of Proverbs. Now, I know at times we all face situations where we feel stuck, we don't have an answer at hand, and we have to wait on the Lord. We have to wait on His direction. But I wonder sometimes if we face things in our life. And again, I'm not even talking about necessarily the major decisions of life of who should I marry and where should I move and should we have kids and what job should I take? Those are all important. I'm just talking about the day-to-day routine decisions of life, the situations that we face. I wonder how many times we face things in life and we say, man, I wish I knew what to do. I wish I knew what the right thing was to do. I wish the Lord would show me what to do. And I sometimes picture God saying, would you read the book? It's right there. Read the book. God has given an abundance, I mean, a treasure chest of wisdom to know how to handle life. So I want to pass on that challenge to you as my friends, as my brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't just, you know, I mean, if you're at the point in your life where you're not reading the Bible at all, let me just encourage you, that's a dangerous thing. Because you're trying to figure life out through your own understanding. You're going to end up in trouble. You need to be taking in God's Word. I mean, I'm not trying to put a heavy on you. I'm not trying to be legalistic and tell you, you know, if you don't spend 30 minutes every day in the Word and God's mad at you, listen, that's foolishness, okay? Christianity is not a religion. It's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Are we walking with Him? Are we talking with Him? Is He communicating with us in any way? How do we do that? It's from God's Word. If you're not reading the Bible right now at all, let me give you a simple, wonderful place to start. Start reading a proverb a day. Just start there. You don't have to feel like you have to study the entire New Testament by this weekend in Greek. Just say, all right, God, there's really nothing going on with you and me except what Phil gives me on Sunday. But I want more than that. I want to hear from you. I want your character to become my character and to flow through my life to impact the kingdom of God. Start with a proverb a day. If you're already reading the Bible, let me encourage you to add a proverb a day. It's so important that we have that wisdom of God constantly flowing into our mind and into our heart. Proverb a day. So as we go through this series for the next 4 weeks, that's about a month. Guess what we can all do together as a church? We can all read through the book of Proverbs at the same time. Start today with Proverbs 29. Tomorrow, read Proverbs 30. And we'll just keep doing that for the next 4 weeks and see if God doesn't speak to you. Just try it. See if He doesn't speak to you. See if there's not some situation that pops up in your life 2 weeks from Tuesday or whenever, and you read that proverb that morning and you're face to face with a situation and you go, man, I wish I knew what God would want me to do, how He would want me to respond to this person, how He would want me to handle this financial decision. And you go, oh, wait a minute. What was that verse I read this morning? Oh, wow. It's already told me what to do. You need Proverbs in your life, guys. You need the wisdom of Proverbs. It is paramount. It's absolutely vital. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Proverbs 8:11 says, wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Those are words that I would encourage you to tuck away and act upon. But as I close this morning, there's one thing that is more important than me just telling you to read a proverb a day. Gaining the wisdom of God begins with an attitude. If you would, look at verse 7 of Proverbs 1 that we read a moment ago. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and discipline. A little later on in Proverbs, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What kind of fear are we talking about? Unfortunately, that's become a confusing word for us. When the Bible was translated into English many years ago, that word had a different meaning for them. And they understood it. When they read this, they go, yeah, I know exactly what that's talking about. Because their language was different. The word fear for us, I mean, you know, we think of fear factor, people doing creepy things to win $50,000, and we think of being afraid of, you know, the dark. We think of fear of death and all these things. Well, there are places in the Bible where when it talks about fearing God, it is talking about the kind of fear that makes you shake in your shoes. It's a holy God. And there are times when God thunders his voice and his power and his holiness, and boy, you fear. But what this is talking about in Proverbs is not that kind of fear. It's not talking about being terrified. It means to have a deep reverence and respect for God. The best way I know how to illustrate that to you is to tell you that when I was growing up, my dad was a highly respected man. He still is. He traveled the world ministering, preaching to tens of thousands of people. And in whatever part of the world we happen to live in at any given time, the community we lived in, the church we were in, the schools that we went to, my dad was a respected man. Either people love my dad to the degree that they would literally give their life for him, or they hate him because of what he stands for. There's not really any middle ground. He's a respected man to this day. I could give you the names of 50 people who know our family to call and say, tell me about Randy Pike. I go, wow, he's a great man. He's a man of God. I respect him. So growing up in that home with a dad who was a very respected man, that did something in my life. I can remember times. Now, unfortunately, I didn't always follow this. I wish I had. The Bible says foolishness is bound up in the heart of a child, and I was certainly part of that truth as a child. But I can remember times in my life as a young person when I was faced with the decision of right and wrong. And as a young boy, in that moment of decision, I chose the right thing out of respect for my dad. It wasn't a fear that if I made a foolish choice, my dad would hurt me. It was a fear that if I made a foolish choice, I would hurt my dad. Does that make sense? And I made a lot of wrong decisions, but I made a lot of right decisions. See, as a young boy, I didn't know God. I wasn't pursuing God at that stage in my life. But my dad was my picture of God. And I made a lot of right decisions in my life because I respected my father. And I didn't want my foolish choices to hurt my dad. That's the fear of the Lord. I hope that makes sense to you. That's the best way that I can describe to you the fear of the Lord. Someone described it this way: the fear of the Lord is that affectionate reverence by which a child bends himself humbly and carefully to his father's desire. Wisdom says, I live my life day to day in such a way that I respect the glory of my father and seek to live my life in a way that brings nothing but honor to who he is. Does that put a different spin on this whole thing for you? For me, it does. It's not about obey these rules or God's going to give you cancer. Obey these rules or terrible things are going to happen. Guys, we obey him. We choose right. We choose wisdom because we love him, because we respect him, and we want our lives to bring him nothing but honor and glory. That is the starting place for living a life of wisdom. God, I love you so much. I want the day-to-day decisions of my life to bring you honor. I love talking to my kids. And I had a moment this past week, where I was sitting at the table with my son, Nick. Nick is my favorite boy in the world. I mean, he's a quiet young man, but boy, he is deep sometimes. He's deep. I was sitting at the table with him this week sharing a meal, and we were talking, and just out of the blue, I could tell something was turning there. Out of the blue, he said, Dad, why does, and he named a person, I won't name the name, he's not in this church, so you can all relax. He said, why does that man talk the way he talks? I said, what do you mean? I knew what he meant, but I wanted to hear it from him. I said, what happened? What's happened that's made you ask that? And he said, well, yesterday I heard him laughing and joking about getting drunk. And on this list of things that he had overheard this man talking about. Laughing, making a mockery of. And I sat there and I thought to myself, here is an 11-year-old boy who has more insight and wisdom than a man nearly five times his age. How's that possible? I want to tell you how it's possible. I want you to listen very carefully. Many years ago, that man made the decision to get off the pathway of wisdom. And he chose instead to make folly and foolishness his companion. And church, it has brought him to a place of utter ruin and recklessness in his life. Utter ruin. His conscience has become so calloused about the things of God that if you speak a word of godly wisdom to him, he explodes all over you. An 11-year-old boy who's been taught the wisdom of God sees through that mess and says, why? Why? Church, may I say to you this morning as we close, and may I say lovingly and courteously, but sternly to you, especially to you young people, if you choose to get off the path of God's wisdom, you may have fun for a while, but I want to tell you, in the end, it is going to lead you to a point of ruin in your life. You listen to me. You'll be like the prodigal son who thought he was smarter than his daddy and who went out and lived it high for a while and found himself covered in filth and living with the pigs. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. The good news is if you choose to embrace a life of godly wisdom that God offers through his word, you will live a life that will bring glory to God. It'll bring honor to your family. And God will be praised and he'll be glorified through your life. It's my prayer that we will learn to live a life of godly wisdom in the everyday details of life, that we may be careful not to walk as unwise, but as wise, making the most of our days because the days are evil, so that we will be able to understand what the will of the Lord is for our everyday life. Let's pray. Father, we desperately need your wisdom for life. And you've given us a lifetime of wisdom and understanding in the little book of Proverbs. I pray, Lord, that those who have heard this message today would resolve in their hearts, especially the young people, to read a proverb a day at least and allow the very wisdom of God to begin to saturate their character, that it would affect the day-to-day decisions, the thousands of decisions that lie before them over the course of their life. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to a broadcast from LifePoint Community Church in Greenville, South Carolina. More teaching resources are available from our website at lifepointcc.org. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you today, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us directly from our website, or you can write to us at P.O. Box 27036, Greenville, South Carolina, 29616, USA. Thanks again for listening. May God bless you.